On Monday, Texas sued four other states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Michigan, challenging the legitimacy of their election processes and Joe Biden's victory. Troiappi explains why Idaho's attorney general will not join 18 other state AGs in support of the lawsuit.
The Texas attorney general, a Republican, filed the lawsuit based on a process states typically use to resolve border disputes or water rights issues.
Texas is using its right under the Constitution to go to the Supreme Court directly in a highly unusual way.
That's Anthony Johnstone, a law professor at the University of Montana. Until 2011, he served as solicitor for Montana, second in command at the state attorney general's office. He says consequences of the high court even hearing this lawsuit could go beyond the recent election.
If Idaho doesn't want California telling it how to run its elections or other affairs, it shouldn't be supporting Texas's attempt to tell Georgia how to run its affairs. That's the logic of these cases, and that's why in many ways this runs against the principles of federalism, conservatism, judicial restraint that state attorneys general have generally stood for.
And to be clear, Idaho is not supporting the lawsuit. Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin yesterday said he would not support it because it threatens Idaho's sovereignty. Johnstone says Wasdin's position is meaningful as a dean of sorts among the 25 Republican attorneys general.
I think he can be said here to be taking the long view and actually representing his state against the possibility that a whole bunch of other states will bring these claims when the worm turns.
Idaho Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeehan and 106 members of the U.S. House, including Representatives Mike Simpson and Russ Fulcher, have filed friend of the court briefs supporting the Texas lawsuit. Governor Brad Little said late yesterday he would be filing one in support as well. Troiappi, Boise State Public Radio News.